With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, San Diego? 4 o'clock on the dot. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Here with you for two more hours. Padres taking on the Rockies on this very station. 97.3 The Fan, 6:40 start. Had a lineup, gave that to you guys already. We're going to play some Chris versus The Fan here in this segment. You'll have a chance to enter to see the 38 Special in Las Vegas. After more than four decades together, 38 Special remains a fan favorite Southern rock band. See the band live in concert on April 28th in the International Theater at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. You qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show and a two-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas, if you can have success against Mr. Ello. Mr. Scraby, did you refill those questions? You got beat up pretty bad yesterday.
Yeah, as much as I could.
What color is the sky? Looking at those type of questions?
No,
today?
the number one questions go way too quick, so I need to stop wasting easy sports questions on that, and I'm gonna go with easy like geography questions or history.
He's changing
questions.
It up on you.
A little bit. But I'm running out of number one sports questions.
Chris, you there?
Yep. Just preparing.
Okay. He's still thinking about Eric Musselman.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a couple of... Scraby got a couple of tweets. People are think I'm like, I hate Eric Musselman.
Sounds like you don't like him very much.
He's just not the world's biggest fan of... You know, I don't have anything personally against him. I'm just not really a fan of how he acts out there.
And he has to take his shirt off. His last name is Musselman. Come on.
You know, his dad was an NBA coach.
I did not know that. Oh, yes. He coached the Warriors, didn't he?
Coached the Warriors, yeah.
Bill Musselman, I believe, was his name.
Did he take his shirt off after wins?
Don't recall.
Okay.
I doubt it.
All right, let's get into some Chris versus the Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before the first question. You get it for free.
Real quick. I think I should read this because I know we have been a little worried about it. There's some comments from Bo Mel on Juan Soto.
Oh, no.
Here is what he said. I think it was just one swing and he cut it off. I think hopefully so he didn't hurt it worse. Just talking to the trainers, it didn't feel significant. My guess is it's pretty mild. So that's as good of news as you're going to hear coming from an oblique situation.
Still makes me very nervous.
Now, less nervous after that.
Yeah, less nervous. You're
right. If Bo Mel was comfortable enough to come out and say that, I feel a lot better.
Let's get back to Chris. One last thing, though, we got to read. Chris versus the Fan is brought to you by Good Guys 22nd McGuire's Del Mar Nationals, March 31st through April 2nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. To register your vehicle or purchase tickets, visit good-guys.com.
Boom. All right. Did you just get to the first contestant then?
Yeah. Luis.
I was waiting for it to load on my
Luis, you just hung up. We just went to you.
Oh, Luis. Sorry,
I just
man.
Clicked your name, bro.
We're going to go to the next one. Keith. Keith, welcome to the show, man. Happy Tuesday to you.
How's it going, fellas?
Pretty good. Keith. Pretty good.
Here we go. First question. Kirk Scraby was not lying with the number one geography questions here. What country would you find the Great Pyramid of Giza?
Giza.
That would be Egypt.
Nice job, Keith.
Nice work, Keith.
What is this, the Gwen and Chris geography show?
It is now.
It's going to be. Question number two. What Hall of Fame player became interim manager of the Philadelphia Phillies in August of 2013?
Reason I'm asking this question is because we've talked about it Ooh. Many times on the show.
2013?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, why is his name escaping me right now? I feel like I know this, but I'm blanking on his name.
Stay there, though. Stay there.
Well, I can't think of anybody other than
really?
Ryne Sandberg.
Oh.
Tony played for him. I don't know that he, you know, that matches up. But
yep, sorry, Keith.
That is correct.
Wasn't he the regular manager of the Phillies?
No, he got the interim at the end of the 2013 season. It was his first full gig in 2014 when I got
him. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, good job. You got it right.
I let them do it.
You got it right.
All right, we go to our next contestant. That would be Dave. Dave, come on down, man. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, happy Tuesday, guys.
What's up, Dave?
Hello, Dave.
Here we go.
Hey,
first question.
Real quickly, ahead, let's give a big shout out to our USA WBC team today. Let's get a win, huh?
Let's
no
go.
Doubt about it.
Love it, Dave.
My man. Merle Kelly on the mound for the USA. He's going to get it done today. Here we go. Question number one.
First time player.
Ooh, got it in.
Question number
two. Which St. Louis Cardinal outfielder plays for Team Japan in the WBC?
Oh, God.
He's been the talk of the WBC.
I'll just say Yamoto.
Stay there, Dave.
I know this. We were watching him last night.
And we've talked about him many times in studio.
I'm going to go with Nootbaar.
Lars.
Thank you, Dave.
Lars.
Go USA,
name,
Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Best name in
call.
All of big league play right
yeah,
here.
Play
Lars
again.
Lars Nootbaar.
One of the best names.
Yeah,
play
Lars
again, Dave.
It's going so well for Lars and his on the Team Japan that many St. Louis Cardinal fans think that because of the bromance with him and Shohei that they got an inside track on him is what I've been reading today.
Maybe the Cardinals will get Shohei Ohtani.
Why would he want to move to St. Louis?
I don't know if they've ever spent that much money on it.
Why would he want
payroll.
To move to St. Louis?
It doesn't make any sense for Shohei Ohtani to move to
like
St.
The,
Louis.
It's not like the Cardinals have never gotten themselves a traded player, a free agent.
No, I know. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Maybe the Midwest is where Shohei wants to be, man.
Hot and humid? Okay, maybe.
Let's go to our next contestant, Mike. Welcome to the show, Mike.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
We
Mike.
Are well. Here we go, first question.
All right.
What is Earth's largest continent?
Asia.
Not China, as Tony said yesterday.
Okay, stop. I caught myself.
You did.
Obviously, you didn't catch yourself good enough for Scraby to dig
Barely
in a little
not.
Further.
He brought it up 24 hours later after I corrected myself in the moment. Here
That's
we go.
Cold.
Question number two. What international racing series has an event called the Monaco Grand Prix?
That Formula One?
You better.
Nice.
Mike, that is exactly what it is.
Formula
One. Formula One.
Very good. Very good.
On to question number three.
Wow. This is it for the title.
Wow. Scraby, we've asked the last question. So
yes,
I will
have.
Ask
yes, we
question
have.
Number two. What soccer player was the first to win a championship in the U.S., the U.K., Spain, and France?
Oh. Zidane? Did he play in the U.S.?
Zidane. He was the man, too.
Stay there.
Not Zidane.
Stay there.
Elbow Beckham? For the steal.
I'm sorry?
Beckham?
Bend it.
Dang it.
Ooh. Dang it.
God, did I sorry, get lucky
Mike.
There.
Man. Mike, so close.
Isn't that pretty crazy, though? He won a championship
really,
on four.
David Beckham was the first one. I mean, because really, when you're good in Europe, you win titles in those other places. You just don't come to USA. So USA was like the last one on the list, I believe, that he got the title at.
I actually think he went somewhere. He went to like a French league
did he go to Spain?
After that.
Oh, was it French after?
I think.
You know, the Europeans, you know, they don't consider, they hadn't, in that time, they didn't consider U.S. soccer worth coming over here. He was like one of the first.
I remember that. That was really huge news.
Yes,
it huge
was.
Huge news.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. Cameron, welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, guys.
What's up, Cameron?
All right, Cameron.
Here we go. First question. Oh, one of my favorites. One of my favorites. What was the nickname of Gary Payton? Well, excuse me. What was the nickname?
Oh, here you got it. You got it. There we go. Nice job, Cameron.
He was the glove. Question number two. Seiya Suzuki plays for what major league team?
Oh, man. I'm guessing here. I'm just
going to
go Mariners.
Mariners.
Hello for the steal.
Cubs.
Cubs.
Sorry, Cameron.
Seiya Suzuki has not played in one spring training game this year.
Because of an oblique injury.
I know. That's why it scares me.
That's what makes you worried, yeah.
Here we go. We go to our next contestant. Daniel, welcome to the show.
We don't have a Daniel anymore.
We
have
don't have a Daniel.
We have a Gavin.
We have
though.
A Gavin, though.
Yes, we do.
Well, get in there, Gavin.
What's up, Gavin?
How you doing, Gavin?
Getting ready for some WBC action, USA.
Let's go.
Here we go. First question. What country is home to Kangaroo Island?
Australia?
I don't know what Kangaroo Island is, but I want to go. I want to go.
Question number two. What Pittsburgh Pirate player died in a plane crash while en route to deliver aid to earthquake victims in Nicaragua?
Roberto Clemente.
Nice way, job. Gavin. Way to remember the great Roberto. Nicely done.
Question number three. Brandon Cooks was just traded for the fourth time in his career to the Cowboys, making them the fifth uniform he's worn. Name three of the four teams.
Saints, Rams, Patriots, Cowboys,
boom.
Texans.
Wow.
He would have had named them all easy. For you.
Nice job, Gavin. Stay there.
That is how you finish up Chris versus the fan, Gavin. Hang on the line. Mr. Scraby will get your info on the other side. We, on the meantime, will take a break. Come back. More Gwen and Chris. Here's some traffic.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our last segment, if you just tuned in, this isn't the last segment. But during the last segment, Tony Gwynn Jr. passed along some good news concerning Juan Soto. Hopefully we'll hear more from Bob Melvin a little bit later in the program. Padres play the Rockies tonight. You'll be able to hear the game right here. 97.3 The Fan. First pitch is at 6:30 tonight. Jesse Agler will describe that first pitch. Tony Gwynn Jr. will do his best not to talk over the voice of Padre baseball. I don't know if you saw this one, Tony, but Memphis Grizzlies forward Dylan the Villain Brooks back at it last night. Picked up his 18th technical foul of the season for taunting the Dallas bench during the Grizzlies' victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Here's the thing. Brooks was taunting Mavs reserve forward Theo Pinson. Evidently, Pinson is a very vocal reserve. So Brooks dunked in traffic with 7.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. As he ran back up the court, he ran by Pinson and pantomimed waving pom-poms.
Pom-poms. It was great.
Insinuating that Pinson earned paychecks as a cheerleader and not a player.
Oh, listen, man.
That's pretty funny.
That I tell you what, Dylan's starting to get pretty good at this, I must say.
Yeah.
He's starting to get good, and he clearly wants to be in this lane. He is embracing it. I think he said about his, I think, almost 400 grand in fines this year. It's just paper. He is fully putting his arms around the villain mode.
Yeah.
And I got to say, as much as it may be annoying to me at times, I enjoyed the one last night. You're right. My man who was taunting him didn't play very much, if at all, in that game. And Dylan Brooks scored, came down, and kind of did the pom-poms, and then proceeded to talk about it after the game, basically saying that my man doesn't play enough to really warrant the type of
talk that
he's giving. Now, I will say, in my man's defense, he did pop back with one of Dylan Brooks's lines. Theo Pinson went on to say, "I've been owning real estate in his head for quite a while." Of course, he was on a North Carolina team that took out Oregon in the NCAA tournament.
Uh-huh.
And so he made sure to use Dylan Brooks's line that he used against Klay Thompson back against him. So there's some good banter going on in the NBA right now.
It's some good banter. It's all fun, but I wonder how the Memphis Grizzlies honestly feel about this, because his 18th technical foul comes with it an automatic one-game suspension.
Yeah, that's true.
He picked up his 16th technical foul couple of weeks ago. When you get 16, you get a one-game suspension. Then every two technicals after that, you get another suspension. Memphis is 3.5 games back at Denver for the number one spot in the West. Of course, they've been playing without Ja Morant. They're hoping to get him back in the lineup perhaps by tomorrow. But Ja Morant is, you know, still until he gets back out there to make sure that he's mentally sound. I don't know that the Grizzlies, you know, are all that keen about losing Dylan Brooks. Now, this next suspension comes in a game against the Houston Rockets. It seems as if everybody either gets suspended or sits out games against the Houston Rockets. That's kind of the free space on the bingo card in the NBA. But anyway, the funny thing, also, their coach, Taylor Jenkins, had a good line because evidently Brooks could have avoided the suspension if the league opted to rescind the technical foul. Yeah, but Grizzlies coach Taylor Jenkins said, "We'll see, but this one might be kind of hard to get back." So he kind of agreed with it.
He definitely gave a pom-pom.
Yeah.
He definitely taunted the bench, and that's a technical foul.
So that's a technical foul.
By the way, I mentioned the Louisville, Texas female or women's hoop
altercation
kind of brush up
or whatever. Yeah.
Haley Van Lith, who is a terrific player out of Louisville.
Yeah, she was the one involved in that.
Yeah.
And, but she spoke well about it after the game. It did look like a bit of a touchy situation as it was happening. I saw the clip of that.
It was through the high five line. The lady from the Texas Longer
was right up in her face.
Kind of grabbed her, brought her in close. They had some words, and in Haley's defense, she kind of just moved on, swiped away,
went on
shaking the rest of the people's hands, and then she spoke about it afterwards.
So. One thing I will say about the women's tournament this year, it's been quite a bit more exciting than in years past. I say that because there's been a couple of really good upsets, and it's starting to show me that the women's game is starting to get some depth to it. If you looked at the NCAA tournament the last 10 to 15 years, the NCAA tournament rarely had the top-seeded teams going down. You know,
such a good point.
In early rounds. And it was because the top-seeded teams are just so much better than the teams they were playing. But Stanford, which I saw at the beginning of this season and thought they were headed for another championship run, they got ousted in the second round. And then last night, Indiana got
ousted by Ole Miss. I watched that whole Stanford game.
Yeah.
That Ole Miss team just kept going. Stanford made a ton of mistakes. They didn't play like themselves. But you're right, and I guess it shouldn't be a surprise, right, because the women's game is usually a little bit behind the men's game. So we saw this kind of parity start to, really start to reveal itself maybe over the last 10-15 years.
It's good for the women's game. The more good teams you have, the better, for sure.
It's so good. What was it, Indiana, another number one seed? They go down to Miami yesterday. Ironically, both Miami teams, men and women, eliminate Indiana, who were the higher seed, and upset them in both cases, men and women.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's a good thing that you're starting to see some of these high seeds get upset, not like late into the tournament, but relatively early. It's good for the women's game.
It is good for the women's game. And the other thing that is not changed in women's college basketball, UConn defeated Baylor last night to reach the Sweet 16, Tony, for the 29th year in a row. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's going to be a long time before they just, stop making it to the tournament.
I mean, you talk about automatic. That's pretty much automatic. So, UConn, they move on.
One more thing on your squad that we haven't talked about. I don't know if you saw this. Lonzo Ball had his third surgery.
I did,
here. And this one, they say, will give him his best chance to be able to resume his NBA career. It underwent cartilage transplant surgery.
Man.
I haven't done the research on it. My guess is it's probably a newer surgery, transplant surgery. So I wish Lonzo nothing but the best. I hope he gets healthy, because when he is healthy, man, and he's playing at the level we started to see him play in Chicago, he's a really good player and can help a lot of teams win, especially that Bull. They haven't been the same really since he got hurt.
No, they haven't. I mean, that team was one of the better teams in the East last year at the All-Star break. Then he got hurt, and they've been well under 500 in the time since then, and they've missed him all this year. And I guess he's not going to play all next year. So at least the Bulls know what they're dealing with. But that's what an injury
said,
to have to deal
with.
Yeah,
it said hasn't played in a game since January 14, 2022. Initially had surgery. A short time later, we return a torn meniscus. This started from a torn meniscus, which is, not the most serious knee injury that you can have. That was supposed to keep him out 6 to 8 weeks. After missing the rest of the season, it then continued to have pain. Here's his quote: "There was a point where we would warm up and stuff, and I would go through certain days, and I would be fine," Ball told reporters at the time. "Then, whenever I got to real basketball activities, I just couldn't do it. Unfortunately, this is what's at hand and has to be dealt with. We feel like surgery, again, is the best option." So,
I mean, how frustrating would that be? How frustrating would that be to have one surgery, then have two, then miss an entire season, and then have three and know you're going to miss another season.
Right, and the other season's not even done yet. That's the tough part.
Yeah.
That's the tough part.
That's too bad. All right, we'll take a timeout. U.S. and Japan, if you're wondering what's going on in the World Baseball Classic Championship game, basically the only thing that's been going on has been the pregame ceremonies. They took about 25 minutes to finally throw the first pitch, which they just did a couple of minutes ago.
On the app, it just says delayed.
Yeah, it's just totally, I mean, they've been going through all kinds of pregame rigmarole. Finally, Trout hit a one-out bloop double in the top of the first, and he is there at second base with two outs and no score, just underway. U.S.-Japan, we'll keep you apprised of that. We got our Big Five coming up around the corner as well. More Gwen and Chris on the way.
Ben and Woods on the Fan.
All right, let's do one.
Charades.
Let's do charades.
This is the worst trick.
No, charades. This is great. Just do one.
Radio.
Just do one. Radio charades.
Okay, two words. First word. Cheering. Gleeful. Fan.
Tying your shoe, pulling it up, eating it.
Oh, eating it. Eating. Eating.
I guarantee you the entire country of Japan is on the edge of its seat right now. Ohtani's up in the bottom of the first inning of a scoreless World Baseball Classic Championship game. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Tony is on his way shortly to, just across the way to the Peoria Sports Complex.
He hasn't told me where he lives. I was planning on going and knocking on his door at midnight.
He doesn't want to tell you where he lives because he knows when we get there tonight, we'll be expecting him to welcome us with open arms.
I would like a 4 or a 5-course meal sitting on the table.
I'd like a little buffet laid out myself.
I would like the Pope Mobile to get me.
Yeah,
and then come over.
I don't believe he's going to be telling us his whereabouts, so we won't have a chance to go see Tony, but we'll see him tomorrow, and we'll be broadcasting live from the Peoria Sports Complex tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday on the program. So make sure you tune in for special Padre-related broadcasts the next 3 days. We always get a ton of interviews and guests from Peoria when we go down there. Scraby and I'll be heading out after the show tonight, and as I said, coming to you with Tony from Peoria. Starting tomorrow, Ohtani walked with two outs in the bottom of the first inning, so you are completely up to date in the World Baseball Classic Championship game. No score yet. Let's check some traffic, and let's get rolling on Scraby's otherworldly Big Five.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I have something for everyone out there if they are bored at any point in the next couple days. If you're bored, you need to check out Odyssey's Big Time Baseball podcast with our own Tony Gwynn Jr. and MLB insider John Heyman. If you're looking for an inside scoop on what's happening in baseball from the field to the clubhouse and front office, then this is the podcast for you. New episodes of Big Time Baseball are available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Indeed.
Is it available right now?
It
yes,
is.
It is.
Yeah. Well, then you guys do the Big Five. I'm going to go listen.
Oh, you're bored. Is that
I'm a little bored.
Is that what you're saying?
I need something to do.
I can decode that, Chris.
Yeah.
Number five.
Well, we've been talking about it today. The WBC game last night between the Team Japan and Mexico was awesome. And Shohei Ohtani is really showing the world exactly what he's all about. And why he probably will be the highest paid player in baseball once he hits free agency. One baseball writer wants to see the Padres acquire Ohtani before he hits free agency. That's right, the writer is suggesting the Padres empty their entire minor league system and also part with major league players or two to get Ohtani in uniform. We've already talked about the Padres angle many, many, many times. Tony, we've talked about it. I just read Ron Burgundy, honestly, because I realized I didn't finish my question, so I had to think of something. Does it honestly make sense for the Angels to allow him to leave?
Does it make sense for the Angels to allow him to leave? No. I mean, honestly, if you're the Angels, it doesn't make any sense to let him leave. He brings too much, even on a losing team. In terms of an organization, he brings a lot to the table, I'm sure, for the Angels, who up to this point haven't won with him and Trout. It makes no sense for them to let him go.
Chris, what do you think?
Well, I think the Padres or any other team can entice the Angels with a lot of talent, but thank you very much for the bell. I thought that was an outstanding point myself. But no, overall, I mean, I never feel it's good to part with great players if you're trying to get better. The way to get better is to add other good players, not to let the ones you have leave. You know, we've talked about this angle so many times. I just don't see how the Padres can empty their farm system, empty a lot of talent on their big league roster, and empty Peter Seidler's bank account more than it's already emptied in order to get Shohei Ohtani. I think it's a nice dream to have if you're a Padre fan. I don't think it'll ever become a reality. As far as him leaving the Angels, I would think a lot's going to depend on how the season goes. I mean, if they can't get something done this year after adding, you know, Drury and, you know, some of these pitchers to help fortify this ball club, then, yeah, maybe they will be willing to let him go to try and try a new strategy. But yeah, this season's going to say a lot as to whether Ohtani leaves or stays.
Scraby, is that the first time you ever asked us two different questions?
No.
Because mine was very specific to you. The question was to me was, do I think the Angels should let him go?
And then you asked Chris,
he said, what do you think, Chris?
Yeah, thank you, Scraby.
Well, here's the thing. I was planning on saying you guys did a great job under the circumstances, and I started this Big Five very poorly. Like, I just airballed a three-pointer to start the game, guys.
Airballed a layup.
My question said this. We've talked about it from the Padres side a ton, but that's all I got.
That's all you had.
That's all I got.
So you had to freestyle those questions
right
there?
Yes, because I originally had, should the Padres empty their minor league system? I'm like, no, we've talked about it so many times, and then I never came back to it.
Number four.
All right, take another jumper, see how this
goes.
All
right, here we go. Chargers running back Austin Eckler has made it known to the Chargers he would like to be paid or else he wants a trade. The Chargers did grant him permission to seek a trade, and Eckler was on a Chris Long's podcast And he said this about his contract situation.
There's no, I feel like there's no timeline on it. Like, look, man, like I'm so underpaid right now as far as my contract and what I contribute to the team. It's like, I am relentlessly pursuing this. Like, I want to get something long-term done. I want a team that wants me long-term.
Yeah.
Right. Cause look, I'm at the peak of my game, right? Like I'm going to score you another 20 touchdowns. As long as I'm healthy, I'm going to score you 20 touchdowns. I'm going to have, you know, another 1,600 all-purpose yards.
Yeah.
Right? I'm getting half my value of what I could be getting. Yeah. Right? So it's like I am relentlessly pursuing someone who wants me for – there's no
– So it got cut off there, but you get the gist of what he's saying. He wants the Chargers or some team to pay him exactly what he thinks he deserves. He's going to be 28 in May. And Chris, you're up first. With running back being a position with a short career life, would you give a 28-year-old Austin Ekeler the max deal?
I would consider it, especially if I'm in position to contend. To me, he's a guy that can push me over the top. So I don't necessarily know that if I'm in a non-playoff position, if I'm going to be willing to, you know, spill open my bank account for Austin Ekeler. But if I'm a contending team and I need another piece to get over the top, absolutely. Austin Eckler's a difference maker. And, you know, as far as he's concerned, A, Austin, we're all underpaid. B, I just think as an aside, I think you can expect the Chargers to screw this up one way or another, because that's pretty much their way of doing things. But, yes, I would definitely – Austin Eckler's in the prime of his career. He's probably got another year or two left of greatness. And if you want that greatness, you're probably going to have to pay for 5 or 6 years. That's just how it goes.
Tony, with running back being a position with a short career life, would you give 28-year-old Austin Ekeler the max deal?
Do we know? Do they do max deals? Like,
well, once again, you got a different, more difficult question.
No, I asked the same exact question.
No, you did not ask me anything about a max deal.
Yes, I did, Chris.
All right.
Max deal. Are those your specific words?
Those are my words. I'm not saying that, because I know the NBA actually has a max deal, but what I'm saying is, will he become one of the top three or whatever?
Got you. Yes, and listen, the beautiful thing about football and those contracts is that you don't have to guarantee all the money. So you can give him a 5-year deal, as Chris said. Give him a portion of it that he's comfortable with, and understand that, you know, you're probably not going to keep him to the full length of the contract. I just think if you're Austin Ekeler, this is what you got to do. You're 28. You already are underpaid in terms of NFL running backs, top tier. And so, yeah, man, he has to do what he has to do. And I'm with Chris. If I'm a team that's in contention, he is the type of player that can put you over the hump.
So underpaid right now.
I think the team that really ought to go after him is the Buffalo Bills. I mean, to me, they're a running back away from winning a Super Bowl.
They just brought someone in, Damian Harris.
Not that good.
He's not Austin Ekeler.
Not that good.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Number three. The problem is they've already paid their quarterback.
Yeah,
so
that's
they
true.
Probably don't have that kind of loot. It's going to take one of these teams that's good and hasn't had to pay their quarterback yet.
Yes. Rick Pitino has never had so much love in the Big Five, but this week is his week. He's now the head coach at St. John's after leaving Iona yesterday, and some writers from Iona are pointing out a statement Pitino released upon being hired by the school. In the statement, it said, quote, "My passion in basketball started in New York and will end there at Iona College." Well, he obviously went on to St. John's, so some are asking where that passion went for Iona basketball. Tony, should we hold coaches to what they say in the past?
Not for comments, statements like this. That's ridiculous. Like,
I know it's ridiculous that he said it and then left. I know.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's because he'd be the first guy to ever do that. Are we holding him accountable because in the press conference when he signed on to be
with Iona? It was a statement. It was a printed statement.
It doesn't matter.
Because I looked for the press conference
audio. It doesn't matter. This is a Scraby special right
here. No, it's not.
This question right here is 100% a Scraby question.
He just bounced the ball off his leg and out of bounds
on this question. No. Because this would be like me saying, I'm never going to leave 97.3 The Fan. It's where my passion was born. Yeah. It's where my passion's going to end.
And as soon as you
and
got
then 2 weeks
better,
later, I get a new job.
And if you got a better offer, we would all understand why.
The problem is, I would never say that.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe so, but, you know, he wouldn't be the first to say that. And maybe he felt like that at that
that it particular just is moment. Another...
As a matter of fact, I do recall him being like nobody wanted to touch him at the time. So maybe he thought that was going to be his last stop.
Yes, it's just another feather in the slimy cap.
Yeah, okay,
well,
fine.
You're picking on Rick Pitino.
You pick on people all the time.
The Pitino in the Big 5 years ago didn't work out the way you wanted to. So you brought him back on here.
Tried
so
it again.
Tear him down.
So well, we found new information.
You were hoping that we would bury him today, but it's not going your way.
Well, I mean,
look, the guy
fine.
Said
we
he
can
wanted
just say whatever we want. These
the
days.
Guy said that he wanted to end his basketball career coaching in New York. That's exactly
no,
what he's doing.
St.
John's
Iona
is in
College.
New York.
At Iona College.
St. John's
statement.
Is in New York. I mean, when he first got hired by Iona, Tony's right. He had no other options, so he had to be very grateful for that opportunity. But 3 years later, you're totally allowed to change your mind, especially if you're a college basketball coach. Right. It's almost expected.
Yeah.
Sorry.
One of his feet was already out the door.
If you don't like any college coach that changes your mind about a job, then you don't like any college basketball coach.
Okay. I don't know that Brian Dutcher's ever... Remember when Brian Dutcher was linked to Minnesota? He never said that he was going to stay with San Diego State.
Well, then
he
Brian
said, I would explore that.
Then Brian Dutcher can be the one coach that you still love.
I do love right. him. I do love him. He's very
Me
honest.
Too. Me too.
Number two.
Now, this is actually a serious story. It's pretty sad. Carson Brier, the son of Philadelphia Flyers interim general manager Danny Brier.
Brier.
I knew it was something
it's
funny.
Okay.
Has been charged in connection with pushing a disabled woman's wheelchair down the steps of a bar in Erie, Pennsylvania. Carson, who plays hockey at Mercyhurst University in Erie, was charged with criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, and related offenses. He's suspended from the hockey team. And Patrick Carazzi, another Mercyhurst student that plays on the men's lacrosse team, was also hit with the same offenses in connection with the incident.
I'm sorry.
It's a serious story, Scraby. Stop laughing.
I'm not laughing at all. I mean,
he's laughing at me.
You're
I
chuckling.
Apologize. Sorry.
The incident happened at a place called Sullivan's Pub and Eatery. I don't know why I needed to put that in there. But the season appears to be over. The hockey season, that is, appears to be over from looking at their website. Chris, would you extend the suspension into next season if you were the head coach?
I don't think so. I saw the video of this. This was an idiotic move by a young college, probably student who had had too much to drink.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, did something that he regrets. Obviously, you would have to, you know, speak with this young man and make sure that he understands the wrong way he behaved
the
here.
The gravity
of his situation. But this was a stupid move. I saw the video of it. It seemed like somebody kind of dared him to do something stupid. He probably had enough to drink to go ahead and do it. I mean, college students make really dumb decisions like this all the time. Hopefully this is the dumbest thing he ever does.
Tony, do you think the suspension should be extended into next season?
No, I agree with Chris. This is typical of a young, immature college student type behavior. And the only difference now is it's 2023 and we can catch all of it on camera. Whereas before this probably would have happened. Hopefully he would have gotten talking to and in trouble. But we wouldn't have known about it. But yeah, no, I don't think the suspension should linger into next season.
As a guy who has done many things stupid while I've been drunk, I can't say anything. I've never pushed a wheelchair down. And that's
because there wasn't one there at the top of the stairs for you
no,
to push.
No, what I was about to say, Chris, no, I honestly don't think I would ever push a wheelchair down the stairs because
I was going to say, I thought this would be right up your alley in your
No. I like to drink and get drunk and with no one paying attention to me.
He would
like
have thrown up on the wheelchair.
Maybe. That could be true. Or I may have sat in the wheelchair. But
yeah, I can see you doing that one too.
But you guys are right. This is I can totally see him standing at the top of the stairs and his friend looking at him and being like, hey, dude, you should push that
like
wheelchair down the stairs.
Yeah, for sure.
He'd be like, oh, that would be so funny. And then he did it, so.
Number one.
It would be so fun.
Is there one good question in here somewhere? You got one last chance.
Yeah, you heard number five. Alabama Athletics is taking a hit as of late for some of the trouble their athletes are getting in. We know about Brandon Miller and Darius Miles on the basketball team, but the football team is now in the spotlight as well. and head football coach Nick Saban seemed to take a shot at the coach of Alabama basketball, Nate Oates. Freshman cornerback Tony Mitchell was suspended from all team activities, Saban said yesterday, after being arrested last Wednesday in Florida. I did see a report, too, that at one point when he was speeding, he got up to 141 miles an hour. So Saban went on to say, there is cause and effect when you make choices and decisions that put you in bad situations. Everybody's got an opportunity to make choices and decisions. And here's where everybody's saying that he took a shot at Nate Oates. There's no such thing as being in the wrong place at the wrong time, end quote. Tony, yeah. In this case, do you think Nick Saban made the right move here?
yes, I think. Wait, did he suspend him? What was the right move?
He suspended. He's from all team activities, but he's taking shots at Nate Oates. And
see, I don't. I'm sorry.
Maybe it's because Nate Oates said that Brandon Miller was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Okay, but that also can apply to his own player too that he's suspending. So, yeah, I mean, if Nate Oates said wrong, he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. I think what Nick Saban is trying to say can be, I don't necessarily look at it as a shot. I look at it as truth, right? And that also applies to him and his guys, and the Mitchell guy. Like, you're not in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're not making bad decisions. These are as he said, those are things that can tend to be a constant, right? You're making bad decision after bad decision. So is he in this case, the question is, did Nick Saban make the right move in terms of suspension or in terms of
in terms of suspension.
I think he
made, he's taking a shot.
He definitely made the right decision.
Definitely came quicker than anything that happened with the basketball team, that's for sure. Chris, did he make the right move?
Not only did Nick Saban make the right decision regarding his player, but everything Nick Saban says in this case is absolute gospel. And the University of Alabama ought to listen to it. The NCAA ought to get involved. And Nate Oates and Brandon Miller should be suspended from their next game immediately.
Oh, I see where this is going.
I think that's the only way you can clear the situation up.
Man, Alabama and Rick Pitino have been caught in the crosshairs.
Caught in the crosshairs, yeah. I would love to see that happen, but I know it's not going to.
You live in dirty worlds, you get caught in the crosshairs.
Yeah, this is a different situation than Brandon Miller. I mean, this guy was pulled over by police, or they tried to pull him over by police. He sped off. He was beyond in the wrong place at the wrong time. He acted the fool.
He created the wrong place at the wrong time.
He created the wrong place at the wrong time. So, yeah, Nick Saban had to suspend him. Saban's got to be a little more careful as best he can at trying to get some better behaving athletes on his football team. I think that would be the lesson for him right now.
I think they just need to give Alabama the death penalty for all athletic programs. Jeez.
Just until Saturday.
Yeah.
Then they can lift it. They can lift it on Saturday.
Yes,
but
yes.
Friday night, no Alabama basketball players are allowed to participate.
All right. When we get back, we're going to talk about that WBC game from last night, and we'll also talk about the championship game. That's coming up next. 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.